Hello, and welcome to Crystal Group's new Rugged Advantage podcast, or as we like to call it, RAP for short. I'm Karen Hildebrand, and I'll be your host for these RAP sessions, where we'll focus on how integrated, rugged computer solutions are solving critical challenges in commercial and industrial applications, as well as across all branches of the military. This means diving into relevant technology trends, product innovations, industry insights, and integrated solutions, among many other topics, to help make solving difficult problems easy. Now, obviously, we could start with any number of topics, but ultimately, we'd be remiss if we sidestepped the biggest challenge we're all facing right now, regardless of who you are, where you are, or what you do. It's an understatement to say that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought us all into uncharted territory when it comes to how we live our lives, receive an education, or run our businesses. It's confusing. It's unsettling. However, there are positives that are emerging. We're thinking differently. We're finding new ways to work, learn, and stay connected while being apart. You know, like launching a podcast. But it's these shifts and adjustments that bring me to my first guest, and that's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Crystal Group, Mr. Bob Haig. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Karen, and thank you for setting up our first RAP session here. And I'm happy to share with you that during this COVID-19 time, my wife and I have relearned how to play backgammon and cribbage. We're relearning things as well.
Excellent. Yes, we have resurrected the beauty of board games in our home. So I absolutely appreciate where you're coming from. It's been a very interesting time to just step back and slow down, but yet continue moving forward. And I think that's an excellent transition into today's topic about, you know, recently you wrote a blog post about how the Department of Defense is open for business at a time when, you know, our news media is peppered with stories about whether or not a business is essential or others are closing their doors either by choice or because they're being told to. Now, clearly, we would never close the Department of Defense. But can you explain the premise behind your message?
When I wrote the blog, I had just come back from the Navy's FCO West conference, Karen. Mm-hmm. And that was clearly a big topic because the COVID-19 global pandemic was really just starting to rear its head. And there was a lot of conversation about how do we keep supply chain going? How do we keep our businesses going? Because clearly the DOT can't shut down in this environment because basically, any time our country's faced with adversity or times of trial globally, our national security is of the utmost importance for all of us. I will tell you also that coming out of that conference and what we've seen, there's been some key trends emerging, mm-hmm. especially in light of the spread of COVID-19. I think it's even more important now that global readiness related to RD is even more important than ever before, because now we're not only dealing with global, I'll say, nationalistic tensions, but we also have a pandemic that brings along related resource constraints and supply chain constraints that the DOD may ultimately need to deal with.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's a good transition into that. So the three trends that you identified there was talking about the DOD fast-tracking their top priorities amid potential supply chain gaps and shortages. And, you know, we saw an article come out from Mill and Arrow, I believe it was just last week, about how they're anticipating a potential 4 to 12 week lag in the microelectronics and some other areas of the supply chain. So, you know, how do you see some of those elements playing out both across industry and as well as kind of how Crystal Group factors into that?
Certainly, that's one of the three trends I highlighted in the blog, Karen, relative to potential supply chain gaps and shortages. I believe all of us suppliers to DOD and our prime contractors are working really hard with our global supply chains. We're all working hard to make sure we're giving advance notice to our suppliers. We're all buying inventory where it makes sense. I know Crystal Group in particular, we're having daily calls with many of our key suppliers. We are buying excess inventory where it's needed to keep our customers and our ultimate end warfighters in good stead with the equipment they need. And we're continuing to monitor that and stay connected with our customers very regularly.
Good, good. I'm going to go one step further in there. You know, we were already experiencing, again, we as the collective community, issues with, you know, again, shortages in microelectronics and long lead times and so on. But yet we were also on a trend where it was starting to calm down a little bit and level out. Do you think that we'll be able to sort of maintain that level state versus a longer term trend in extending out those microelectronic issues that we have dealt with previously?
I do think there's parts of this pandemic, Karen, that are causing us to really assume that parts of this situation will become the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing disruptions globally, and while we're all working hard to do the best we can to protect our people, our communities, and of course, ultimately, the warfighter with our capabilities, things like this could happen again. So I know we, like a lot of our other peer companies, are putting in additional processes and or our own oversight to make sure we've got multiple supply chains, making sure those are geographically disparate. Mm-hmm. And things like that that we probably had but didn't worry as much about or audit as much in the past. But certainly I believe passionately that the new level of oversight from keeping the global supply chain alive and vibrant is really the new normal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's an excellent perspective. So if we look at the other trends that you mentioned in your blog post and how the supply chain and just, again, our overall environment plays into that right now, you also mentioned just general budget uncertainty and scrutiny, slowing overall development, acquisition, deployment. How is this effort to look at things with a finer tooth comb balancing out with still trying to move things forward and attack those priorities?
I think that's a very good question, Karen, and certainly was a topic of a lot of our conversations at, again, Navy's FCA West conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've highlighted the other two trends that I spoke about in the blog, you know, one being budget uncertainty due to increased congressional oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our Navy customers that I spoke with, you know, had struggled to get some of their orders and business captured in the first half of this year, a lot because we had a continuing resolution that didn't get resolved until right before Christmas. And then we didn't have the most willing congressional teams coming together to clear appropriations. So we really didn't see a lot of that business flow until the first quarter of calendar 2020 that our customers, the prime contractors, would have normally seen in the fall, right after the October 1st fiscal year start.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that slowdown because of the additional congressional oversight, you know, I talked about before. Now, that blends into the last of the trends I talked about, which was acquisitions facing almost, in some cases, guaranteed protests. And I hate to be that strong, but certainly with the news we're seeing about the JEDI award in D.C. and the DOD being protested back and forth, it causes a lot of concern from the overall procurement process, drives a lot of that oversight to make sure that all the right policies, procedures are followed when acquisitions, particular major acquisitions, are granted, to better assure that we don't have protests and can move forward with urgency. So we've got a little bit of conflicting priorities going on there in these trends, the need to move out rapidly to help our warfighters with the latest technology, trending against what we're seeing is slowdown of some of the acquisition process due to the additional congressional oversight to prevent protests that would overall slow things down.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, again, very helpful how we're tying these pieces together, because while they're very distinct trends, they're clearly all interwoven. And, you know, so when you look at the combination and how there's an effort and to try to balance these stricter budget constraints, potential award protests, but still fast track these top priorities in the midst of potential supply chain and other variables in play. When you look at the combination of these trends as a whole and look at how they're trying to balance out, you know, it's almost a proverbial tug of war. And so how do you prioritize which one, quote unquote, wins in these circumstances?
In this case, I think you did a good job describing a tug of war, which is what I outlined with those conflicting trend goals.
Mm-hmm.
That said, in the end, ultimately, the protection of our people and our country will get done and the mission will get accomplished. And I do applaud the DOD for moving aggressively forward with leveraging existing contracting vehicles, implementation of broader other transaction authorities or OTAs to rapidly bring technology and products to bear. So again, I applaud, and Crystal Group applauds, the government's willingness and our prime contractor's willingness to explore and implement vehicles that allow the technologies we're developing every day for our warfighters to get into his or her hands more rapidly to ultimately achieve the mission I described of priority one, taking care of our people and our country.
Absolutely, and that has always been and will always continue to be our top priority across our collective nation, just as it should be. And I know we could sit here and deep dive even further into all of these topics because it's clearly very timely and tangible to what we are all working toward. But in order to be respectful of our listeners' times, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's wrap session for now. But I have a feeling we will revisit this topic soon as the landscape continues to evolve and as we learn more both in our current circumstances and as we start to return to our proverbial normal at some point here in the hopefully soon future. But Bob, I would really like to thank you for your time and your insights today as we bring this inaugural wrap session to a close. And again, thank you to our listeners for tuning in to our first session. And if you have any specific questions, either on today's conversation or ideas of future topics you'd like us to address, go ahead and send us a message at info@crystalrugged.com because we would clearly love to hear from you and we want to make sure that we are addressing the topics that are of utmost importance to you. And so again, thank you for joining Bob and me today, and I look forward to wrapping with you soon.